Hey everybody, welcome to another Celebrate Recovery podcast. My name is Johnny and I'm a believer who struggles with alcoholism. With me today as always is Bob. Bob, say hello.
Hey everybody. I guess you guys can't guess where I am today.
Yeah, I'm
coming at you.
Go ahead.
I'm coming at you live all the way from the Philippines.
Man, this is what I love about technology. Here I am in Orange County, California, and you're out at the Philippines. How cool is that?
It is awesome.
What time is it there?
It is actually about 2 o'clock in the morning here on Wednesday, I believe.
Yeah, so you're a day ahead of us in the morning, which is crazy.
And you're sitting in your office right now, probably just getting really busy on all your Celebrate Recovery work, right?
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. I was going to save this to later, but since you brought it up, the Celebrate Recovery website is now fully functional and operational, the new and improved website. So I've been spending a lot of time doing that and kind of helping out with the design and getting the stuff up there. So, you know, that's a great point. If you haven't seen the Celebrate Recovery website yet, go to CelebrateRecovery.com and check out what's new.
Wow, I can't wait to go see it. I didn't realize it was up. That is so awesome.
Dude, my favorite thing about it is I think we finally made finding a group a little easier.
That is great.
We have a page on there with a tab at the top, and if you're looking for a group in your area, all you have to do is click on Find a Group. Then it separates it all by state and then by city. So I think it's a really clean deal that's going to help us help more people find groups.
That's awesome. And, you know, even though we're all the way in the Philippines right now, people want to know when they're traveling where they can go to find a group so that they can still be saved and still continue their recovery journey.
Exactly. And you know, the next thing that I love about it is that they we put a little contact sheet there. So if you don't know where your group is, or if you can't find a group in your immediate area, or if you just need a little extra help, you can send an email to your state representative right from the website. So I'm really excited about it, looking forward to seeing how people like it. And, yeah, so that's live. So that's cool.
Isn't there a couple of other cool features on there?
Yeah, I mean, we've got a bunch of different ways to get information. The front page is going to have news stories, as many as we can find. We're going to put some really cool stuff on that front page. We've got some great stuff about the conferences and resources. It's just really a neat resource for anybody, whether you're a leader in Celebrate Recovery or you're a participant in Celebrate Recovery who's looking for some more help. So I'm excited about it because it's going to help a lot of people.
That's outstanding.
And also, I should say that our audio on this may not be as good as normal. We both had some mic problems today, so we're doing our best. We realize it's been too long since we brought you a podcast, so we're going to do whatever we can today to get this one out there. So Bob, tell me a little bit about what you're doing out there in the Philippines.
Yeah, that'd be great. You know, we're just got here yesterday, and we're really excited about what God's been doing here. We had our first trip here in 2005, mm-hmm. where we introduced Celebrate Recovery to some churches. And then in 2006, we came back and introduced it to some more churches and continued to build on those that had already heard about it. And this year, we're actually doing a three-day conference where we're going to be taking those that have never heard about Celebrate Recovery through this basic process, and then also be encouraging those churches that have already started the ministry. And so this is really exciting for us to see the seeds that were planted years ago are starting to bear fruit now, and God is really moving here.
Tell me about the seed planting. How did that work?
Well, you know, one of the things that we try to do and encourage churches to do when it comes to an international strategy is that when they feel called to go to a certain place or a certain country, is to begin identifying a key point person in that country that could be a future ministry champion. Mm-hmm. What we haven't found work well is going in and doing some kind of a conference, inviting a bunch of churches, but really not having any kind of a base there,
right.
Because there's nobody there to take it and run it once you leave that country.
Gotcha.
And so we were able to find that point person when we came here the first time, and it's really that person that was able to build on what we had started when we came that first trip. And then when we came back, we were able to support them and encourage them and then get more churches involved. And now I'm just looking at my list right here that I just recently got as a report. And we have 7 churches in 2 different cities all doing Celebrate Recovery, the large group time, open share group time, and step study time.
Wow.
And it is amazing just in a couple of years to see what God is doing in this process.
Yeah, that is great. That's really neat.
And so having that beachhead to kind of build on seems to be a key that needs to happen. And now the church that we're actually having the conference at is kind of a model church for other churches in the area. And they're now in the process of helping two or three other churches get the ministry started themselves.
Right. And that's because you guys were really intentional about how you you did this out there, right?
Exactly. You know, it's not one of those things where you just land in a country, you drop off a set of workbooks, and, you know, you do a little workshop on how to do Celebrate Recovery. It really takes a long-term commitment. It's relational. It's continuing with emails. It's continuing to participate, answer questions, and really help develop a certain area.
Yeah. That's really neat. I mean, I think, you know, what I love about the way that you and some of the others have set up sort of our international strategy is that it's not just a, like you said, a care package kind of delivery, you know, where we head out there, here's some stuff, we love you, see you later, go. You know, I mean, we're really intentional about spending time there. And what would you say is the key when setting up a beachhead, as you call it?
The first key is to find a point person. And, you know, that's something that we can even help people do because we, you know, as an organization, know people all over the world. And we do know point people that are out there, but somebody that has really got an interest personally in Celebrate Recovery, that person is going to be somebody that's going to be able to carry the mission as you continue to go down the road. And then eventually either that person or at least their church would become some kind of a ministry champion to continue to develop the ministry once it's going.
Gotcha.
So that seems to be a real vital key is having that person that has really, you know, bought into this whole idea of Christ-centered recovery.
Right. Now, Bob, what would you say if someone was, if somebody contacted you and said, Bob, I'm really passionate about the Philippines and I want to go there and do an international sort of missions trip. Being that you've been there a few times, how would you best help them get set up for success?
That's a great question because that actually happened to us this last year. I had a church from Yosemite, California, that was heading to the Philippines, and they had contacted me. And what we were able to do is actually connect them with the same people that we've been connecting with for the past several years. And they were able to be at their workshop that they did and provide support. They actually provided some local testimonies. And so they were actually able to work with them and help them establish a better workshop than had they just come on their own and tried to introduce it in a whole new way.
Right.
It really developed it to a much better workshop, and more churches are getting involved as a result of that. So we're able to make points of contact for people all over to really help them establish certain areas and continue that work because we realize not everybody can go back every single year to a country.
Sure.
But multiple churches may be able to go to a certain area and continue building on the work, and we can tell them what was done previously and maybe help, you know, give them some guidance on what they might want to do next and continue that process.
Right. Yeah, I think that's super important because, you know, being as large of a ministry as Celebrate Recovery is, a lot of people feel passionate about different parts of the world, whether it's Kenya or Russia or different parts of, you know, South America or Asia. And what I think is really important about that is that we have you and a couple others that are focused on helping that international momentum grow and have a strategy outlined for doing that. So if you're thinking about taking an international trip, just make sure you check out the Celebrate Recovery International blog. That'll just help you kind of find out where we're going, where we've been. And also, Bob, do we have those, you showed me before some forms. Do we have those available there? Or how do you get
those? Yeah, you can actually download. What we ask people to do, once you like feel God's calling you to do a Celebrate Recovery mission trip, you can go to the international blog, like Johnny said, and there's a form that you can actually download right from the blog. And what it does is it just asks you to put down some basic information about where you're going, who your contacts are, what you plan on doing. It gives you some ideas of some different types of trips that you might want to consider doing depending on where you're going. And then you just email that to us at that international blog site. There's an email address on there.
Sure.
And then we will go through that form with you and contact you. We will help in terms of providing the best agenda for the situation that you're going into, provide additional contacts of people that we may know in the country that you're going to so they can help be supportive and a part of it, and really become a network for you to help your Celebrate Recovery mission trip to be as successful as it can possibly be.
That's great. Now, Bob, let me ask you this. I wouldn't say that Celebrate Recovery is a resource-heavy ministry, but they're definitely, with the workbooks and the leader's guides, there definitely is a need to have resources. What's the plan when it comes to where we go as far as if we have resources available? How do we proceed that in that way?
That is something that we found as well. When it comes to going to countries that are non-English speaking countries, one of the key elements to have there as well is the materials need to be translated in that local language. We have gone to countries, I've personally done it, where we didn't have it in the right language. And what do you do? It's like, okay, here's Celebrate Recovery, here's, you know, what happens here. But really the workbooks in the leader's guide is a key part of establishing that ministry, especially in countries that have never heard of the 8 principles.
Right.
They've never heard of the 12 steps. They don't even know what we're talking about. And so we're having to introduce them to what it is and then how to go through it. And so there's actually 11 different languages available right now.
That's so cool.
And so what we're encouraging churches to do is to try to go to places that we already have the workbooks translated in, so that you have resources, you have materials to leave there when you go to a certain country.
Yeah, because it can be really frustrating for both, you know, the people that come to the conference and the people that are putting on the conference if you keep saying, you know, well, we have these resources, but, you know, they're not available here, but we're hoping they will be soon. It's kind of like, why am I sitting here? You know, if I can't
get a
program, why am I sitting here, you know? We've also talked a little bit about sort of you know, everybody sort of feels that the step studies sort of have to happen right away. And I for one, disagree about that. I think that with a leader's guide, you can start the program and just do large group and open share. Bob, tell me a little bit about your thoughts on that.
Well, we definitely agree that large group and open share group can be started using a 90-day startup strategy.
Right.
We've used that internationally, and it works absolutely great. So there's not a problem that way. The leader's guide and having the lessons able to be taught through the leader's guide will introduce the participants to the 8 principles.
Right.
And then at some point when step studies get started, they have those materials available ready to go.
Right.
The big thing that we find internationally is that they don't have anything to compare it to.
Right.
So, you know, when I first started in recovery and some of the different programs that I was involved with, but they don't have that here. So having those materials available and then at some point getting those steps that they started is going to get people through the process so they have that spiritual awakening.
Yeah, the main reason I bring that up is that I think a lot of times international stuff, price becomes a huge barrier. You know,
it is.
In certain parts of the world that we've gone and done missions trips, people say, well, they'll never be able to afford the books no matter how cheap we make them, you know.
Right.
And, well, that's not a decision that we at Celebrate Recovery make. It's a published product, and we do our best to work with the publishers abroad to get the price down as low as we can. But at the same time, really all a group needs to start is one leader's guide.
That's right.
And then they can grow from there. And, you know, I just, like I said, I bring that up because I think a lot of times people think, well, even if I could go abroad, they can't, you know, they couldn't afford it no matter what we do. Well, you know, if you go over there, you buy a group one leader's guide, and they're ready to go once they learn the principles and everything. So,
well, and here's a really cool story. Another option is to have a church actually sponsor a certain area and provide resources for that area, because you're right, they're never going to be able to afford them.
Right.
And so we encourage churches that are going to some developing nations to actually, in their fundraising, in their raising support for their trip, is actually include resources that they're going to need to take over with them and leave there with that particular church or organization.
Right.
So here's a cool story. I was talking to a friend of mine from Northwest Arkansas, and I had gotten an email a while back from John about support needed to publish workbooks in Arabic in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
And so we kind of looked around to see if we could find some support. Well, in the meantime, a friend of mine from Northwest Arkansas actually traveled to Cairo, Egypt, where he was there for another mission trip altogether, another purpose, ended up meeting the people that had started Celebrate Recovery over there, found out the need that they had for the materials. They were already translated. All the costs were done that way.
Okay.
But they needed the money to help get the printing started and to get a good run of workbooks going. And so he went back to his church elders, and the elders volunteered to match whatever he was able to raise in support.
Wow.
And they were able to raise $9,500.
Wow.
To purchase the first run of Celebrate Recovery workbooks in Arabic.
That's so cool.
Just God's moving forward. And we found out, you know, through conversations with them that sexual addiction and sexual immorality is a huge issue there, like it is, you know, a lot of places around the world. And that's one of the key areas they're targeting.
I was going to say something new and different, huh?
Yeah, exactly. But I just thought that was so cool. So here's a church, you know, that they couldn't afford the workbooks.
Right.
But here's a church that had been called by God to raise up those funds and be able to support them in that. Now they've got their first run of workbooks that they will hopefully be able to, you know, replenish, and then this church will be in partnership with them as well.
That's so cool. That is so cool.
That's awesome.
Well, Bob, I know it's almost 3 a.m. there now, and you got to be thinking about going to sleep at some point, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea if I do that.
What's your day like tomorrow?
It's actually today.
Today, yes. Later on in the morning.
Later on, that's right, when the sun comes up.
Right.
We're actually going to just kind of hang out today. We did some of our pre-conference prep actually yesterday when we first got here. And we're going to go do a little cultural experience today and see kind of some of the area and show the team. Terry and I are the only ones on our team that have been here before.
Yep.
And so we really want them to experience the culture. And, you know, one of the things I love about mission trips is falling in love with the people.
Yeah.
And I really want our team to fall in love with the people here. And have that heart to want to come back.
I got to say, cultural experience to me sounds a lot like shopping and sightseeing. Is that what we're talking about?
Hey, you weren't supposed to interpret it that way.
I'm just giving you a hard time. But
that's exactly what it is.
My jealousy doesn't come through at all, does it?
But I'm here
in Orange County, and you're in the Philippines doing something amazing. That didn't come out, did it?
That didn't come through at all. No, I didn't get that sense.
Good.
We're going to do a little shopping today and a little sightseeing and just kind of get to know the area a little bit. And it's just awesome, man.
That's so cool. That's so cool. Well, Bob, like you said, I do believe God is moving this program. And if you're out there listening to this and you've got a heart for missions and you've got a heart for taking Celebrate Recovery and really taking Jesus Christ to people that maybe have never heard about his restorative, you know, how he restores us and how he brings us back to sanity and how he can save us from not just from our temporal, you know, hurts, habits, and hangups, but from our eternity. And if you've got a passion for that, we at Celebrate Recovery want to help you and provide some resources for you to do that. The resources in the way of contacts and information and really a great system that Bob and some others have set up. So make sure to check out the Celebrate Recovery International blog, and I'll put that web address in the show notes at CelebrateRecoveryPodcast.com. And Bob, I'm going to let you get some sleep.
Thanks, brother.
So that was a little
love
short,
you guys.
A little shorter than normal, but we'll be back in the next week or so. When Bob gets back with a recap on the trip and also some new stuff that we're working on. So, Bob, have a great time, and, you know, buy me something pretty while you're out there.
You got it, man. I'll see you on the return.
All right, sounds good. Bye, guys.